This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 19th. Today's Bible verse is the same as of yesterday, Romans 8:30. It says there, "And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified." End of quote. We were learning the summary of God's salvific plan from Romans chapter 8 verse 30 in the past few days. The first part of the insight says, "And those He, God, predestined, He also called." We have seen briefly about God's predestination or choice in salvation and eternal life in the last few sessions. There are mainly four chains in the summary of God's salvation plan as we read about. They are predestination, calling, justification, and glorification. When we look from the point of eternity past and look down the timeline of the eternal plan of salvation, these are the four main mountaintops we can easily see and recognize. However, it is also true that the Bible gives valleys or time gaps between these chains or mountaintops. The time gap between each chain or mountaintops could be longer or shorter, as we understand. For example, predestination, or God's choice of people who would inherit His salvation, was made before the creation of this world, as several Bible passages inform us. Jeremiah 1:5, Malachi chapter 1 verses 2 to 3, Acts 13:48, Ephesians 3:9 and 11, 2 Thessalonians 2:13 to 14, 1 Thessalonians 1:4, Romans 11:7, Titus 1:1 and several other passages. Even though the predestination or God's election or choice of people for the salvation occurred before the foundation or the creation of this world, the calling occurs in the appointed times of our lives on this planet Earth. When it comes to the next chain, the calling, the Bible says it comes in various ways. Of course, God can directly intervene in people's lives if He wants to, in any means He chooses to. Omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient, God has the power and authority to do it. I heard people in certain countries saw dreams about the calling of Jesus Christ, and as a result, searched through the websites and they understood the gospel, as was the case of Cornelius described in the book of Acts chapter 10. However, generally, as the Bible suggests, God aims to call people to His salvation and eternal life by the sharing and preaching of His word by an evangelist, Bible teacher, or missionary. Other ways are the sharing of the good news of salvation by any ordinary believers or personal Bible reading times. You see, these days, media, radio, the World Wide Web, and so many online services get God's invitation for salvation to people worldwide. Now, these channels of new communication methods would be the most useful and effective methods in the future to hear God's calling and invitation. Indeed, God's calling includes an explanation of the gospel or the good news. The basic tenets of the gospel would be a presentation of Jesus as God's only Savior and Messiah, who died, buried, and rose again to reconcile people with Holy God. The promise of forgiveness of sins and shortcomings because Christ died, rose again for their sins. The promise of eternal life and a call for genuine and sincere repentance of sins and trust in the name of Jesus for salvation and eternal life. Now, when a person welcomes and believes Jesus as his or her Savior and Lord and pray to save him or her, he or she would be saved from their sins by blotting out or canceling all their sins forever and granting eternal life to them. Forgiveness and granting of eternal life happen at the moment of the professed faith in Jesus Christ. The well-known verse in the Bible, John 3:16, promises, "God so loved the world," that means God so loved you, "that He gave His one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. End of quote. You see, several Bible verses connect predestination with the divine calling. However, one such marvelous passage is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. Listen, it says, "Brethren, loved by the Lord, because God has chosen you for salvation from the beginning, through the sanctification of the Holy Spirit and faith in the truth. And it was for this He called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of Lord Jesus Christ." This verse beautifully describes the predestination and the calling in time. Beloved, in the next session, we will see two types of calling and then move into justification. Let me ask you this. I explained the ingredients of the gospel briefly, and I also explained how the calling of God comes to you. Would you come to Jesus today? Would you pray with me? As a token or sealing of your acceptance of this message, you would pray after me and become a child of God forever. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to Jesus and I believe you sent him for my sins. Jesus died, buried, and rose again to save me and grant me eternal life in heaven with you at the time of my death. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins as I call upon the name of the Lord Jesus now. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.